Hello, and welcome to today's podcast episode. I'm really excited to dive into a fascinating topic that is reshaping the way we tell stories. Virtual reality, or VR, storytelling. Now, if you're like me, constantly seeking new ways to engage with stories or create them, VR offers an incredible opportunity that's both thrilling and transformative. So let's explore how this technology can elevate storytelling to a whole new level. We all know that storytelling has evolved tremendously over the years, from cave paintings to novels, films, and now into the digital age. Each medium has brought new dimensions to how we connect with audiences. But VR stands out as something truly unique. It's not just a shiny new tool. It's a revolutionary way of immersing people into narratives. In my experience, teaching over 500 professionals about VR storytelling, I've learned that what truly defines it is the emotional connection it fosters. It's about crafting experiences that remain with the viewer long after they've taken off the headset. Now, you might be wondering, why VR? Isn't it just a gimmick? Well, let me tell you, it's much more than that. Recent studies, especially from the education sector, have shown how VR significantly enhances cognitive engagement. For instance, people who learn through VR do so 4 times faster and maintain focus much better than those in traditional settings. And here's a fascinating stat. Retention rates for VR learning can hit 75% compared to a mere 10% for reading-based learning. This isn't just about education. It's about the power of storytelling. Imagine harnessing that level of engagement in your narratives. Stanford's Virtual Human Interaction Lab found that VR experiences could profoundly impact empathy and behavior. They discovered that participants who experienced homelessness through VR were more likely to support related causes than those who just read about it or watched videos. This is what Chris Milk calls the ultimate empathy machine. VR allows people to walk a mile in someone else's shoes, creating bonds that traditional media can't match. The magic behind VR's effectiveness is something researchers refer to as embodied presence. It's the brain's ability to perceive virtual environments as real, triggering mirror neurons that make us feel as if we're part of the action. This creates a deeper emotional connection, which is the holy grail of storytelling. So, what are the core elements of VR storytelling? Before getting caught up in complex applications, let's start with the basics. For effective VR storytelling, your vision has to align with the tech's capabilities. There are 3 key components to consider: immersion, interactivity, and narrative structure. Immersion is about making the audience feel like they're part of the story. It's not just about high-res graphics, but ensuring consistency across all sensory inputs. Interactivity, on the other hand, involves giving the audience the power to influence the narrative, moving them from passive viewers to active participants. But here's the catch. Too much interactivity can overwhelm and dilute your message. So it's about finding that sweet spot where engagement meets clarity. When it comes to narrative structure, VR shifts the traditional rules. You're designing for a 360-degree environment, which means thinking like an architect. It's about creating spaces that tell stories through environmental details and natural exploration. This is what distinguishes amateur efforts from professional-grade VR experiences. Now, let's talk about building complexity and integrating VR effectively. The key is balancing the narrative and the technology. Many guides miss the mark by focusing too much on tech and forgetting the story's core. Your narrative should always lead the way. Start with a compelling story that truly benefits from immersive elements. It's not about chasing trends, but letting the story dictate the tech. A simple question to guide this process is, what if the audience could experience this moment from the inside? Take Notes on Blindness, for example. It lets users experience the world from the perspective of someone losing their sight. It didn't need VR to be told, but VR transformed it into a visceral, emotional journey. Once you had your narrative, think about your audience. What do they value? Is it exploration, high-stakes interaction, or deep emotional connection? Tailor your VR experience to resonate with their desires. For instance, UNICEF's Clouds Over Sidra allowed viewers to experience a Syrian refugee camp, helping raise billions for the refugee crisis. This level of empathy-driven storytelling is powerful because it speaks directly to the heart. So, as we wrap up, remember that VR storytelling isn't just about the technology. It's about crafting unforgettable experiences that resonate on an emotional level. By understanding the core elements, immersion, interactivity, and narrative structure, and letting your story lead the way, you can create powerful narratives that stay with audiences long after the headset comes off. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you found this exploration of VR storytelling as exciting as I do. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of your storytelling.